Good morning.
So let's all take a comfortable seat on the mat. Begin closing our eyes. And let's come to our breath to feel a little more grounded. Let's come to our breath to feel a little more centered. Let's come to our breath to feel a little more present. Your inhale, flow into your body, and your exhale, gently exit. And as we practice, let's feel that gentle flow of breath in every moment, because it does ground us, center us, help us be more present. Let's drop our head down and let it rock from side to side. Coming back to center, we'll take our hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. Now inhaling, let arms reach into the sky. And exhaling, let them come down again. Close your eyes, enjoy the flow of your breath. Next time the arms rise up, let the hands meet together in a prayer, and let the prayer float right into your heart. Connect deeply to your breath as we practice. It's the breath that transforms this from exercise to an incredible, rich experience. Now inhale, reaching again to the sky. And with an exhale, let's fold into a forward bend. Laying our hands on the mat, we'll step our feet back and come to downward facing dog. Pointing hips to the sky, we take a first stretch into our body. Come here mindfully feeling the needs you have today. Step on to one foot at a time. Give your legs a nice opening. We'll walk our hands back to our feet, draping ourselves in a standing forward bend, knowing that each of us are so incredibly different, our needs so different, our bodies' histories so different. Let's each interpret the poses to the language that our own body speaks. So it's just right, just where you need to be. Walking our hands forward again, we return to downward facing dog. From here, we'll lay our knees onto the mat and sit down onto our heels, hands at the heart in a prayer. With an inhale, let's rise up onto the knees and spread our arms as wide as they'll go. And then exhale, back to a prayer, sitting on our heels. With each breath, rise up, reach open, let your heart open as wide as it'll go. And come back down. Big, beautiful openings. We welcome this beautiful day and this wonderful way to begin a wonderful weekend. One more time, rise up and open as wide as you can. And this time with the exhale, fold into child's pose. Hips reaching back, hands reaching forward. Settle in for a moment. Anytime you'd like to stop today's practice and take a time to reconnect with your breath. Child's pose is a great place to come to for that. So remember that it's always available and always an option for you. Turning toes into the feet and hips to the sky, let's come to downward facing dog. We'll step our right foot forward, laying the left knee to the mat. Inhale, reach up. And enjoying the waves of your breath, exhale, hands come down. Just like we did before, but this time in this kneeling lunge. Let your breath ground you, center you, help you be more present. Now take the exhale down to the mat. Let's step back. Inhale, come up and over your wrist to kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, curl the shoulders back as you lift your heart into cobra. And then exhale, hips right into the heels, child's pose. Once again, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. And then toes turn into the ground and hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left leg forward now. Right knee to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And let the arms flow with your breath. Inhaling, the breath slips into the body. And exhale, we let it go. When you come to your next exhale, let hands come down to the mat. We'll step the left foot back. And inhale, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Let's do that little flow a couple more times as we feel ourselves warming up, opening up, loosening up. And we'll take one last flow and let that last flow settle gently again into child's pose. And toes turning into the mat, hips reaching for the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet now up to meet our hands. And inhaling, we'll rise all the way up. With an exhale, bend the knees, swing the arms down. And as you come up, take a big circle all the way around. And then do it again and again. Now after one more great big circle with the arms, reach up to a prayer. And again, bring that prayer to your heart. Let's step to the front of the mat. Sun salutation. Inhaling, reach to the sky. With an exhale, sit down into chair. And then inhale, reach up again, tack on a little back bend if it feels nice. And exhale, dive down. Inhaling, lift up halfway. Exhale, take hands to the mat, step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, reaching for the sky. And exhaling, hands come down again. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And take the exhale back to downward facing dog. Now our right leg reaches to the sky. And we'll step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling down. The left foot rejoins the right at the front of the mat. Inhale, rising. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach and touch the sky, adding the back bend if it feels right for you. Exhale, diving down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, take hands to the mat. The left foot now steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands to the earth, step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And take the exhale back to downward facing dog. Now the left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down again. We're stepping forward. Inhale, rising. Exhale, chair. Inhale, come bursting up. Take a little back bend again if you like. And exhale, pouring down. Inhale to the horizon. And exhale, take hands to the mat, step the feet back. And come back again to downward facing dog. Come to your breath to feel centered. Come to your breath to feel grounded. Come to your breath to be more present. Let's move now into our standing flows. We'll start by taking right leg to the sky. Step right, the right foot forward. As you lay the back foot flat down, we'll reach up warrior one. So start with the grounding of your feet. Take a breath, it lengthens up through your back and spine and feel centered. Let your heart reach up and open as you feel more present. Now enjoy the waves of your breath. With the next exhale, hands come down. Inhale, they reach up. Flowing with breath. And the next inhale, the arms stay in the sky and we experience this full, beautiful expression of Warrior One, wherever that is for you. Interpret this to the language that your body speaks, to the place where you feel most alive. Now still in this Warrior One, bend the elbows out so your arms become like goalposts, upper arms parallel to the floor. And then begin to bend the goalposts back a little bit to let your heart open even more. And keep the goalposts, but step forward. And begin gently twisting with the goalposts right to left. Bringing a little movement into the middle back. And as we come back to center, arms reach to the sky. And with an exhale, come behind our back. Fingers joining together, let's roll the shoulders back. And once again, spread our heart out as wide as it will go. Take a breath and feel grounded here. Breath and feel centered. Take a breath and feel present. Now come up and tip the hips forward as you fold this into a forward bend. Hands drop down to the ground. With the next inhale, sit the heels and the hips down. Reach the arms up, chair pose. Strength of this chair pose. Let your breath be a calming effect, a soothing effect, a softness within the strength. And then rise up triumphantly from your chair. Exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, take hands to the mat, step the right foot back. Let's take lunge or kneeling lunge. In the language that your body speaks. Come to your breath, feel grounded. Come to your breath, feel centered. Come to your breath, feel present. Now enjoy the waves of your breath, exhaling hands down. Inhaling arms up. And smooth flow. Inhale and exhale. And then once more, come up into the full, beautiful expression of your lunge or kneeling lunge, to that place where you feel most alive. And then hands down to the mat. Take the right hand next to the left foot. With the left hand, let's begin a circle that first reaches forward and then points straight into the sky as we open into a twist. Stay here, reaching toward the sky, arms making a straight line. Curving, twisting, spiraling the back. And then the continuation of the circle reaches toward the back and then down to the mat. Lay the back knee down. Take hands to the heart. And then to the third eye, center of your forehead. From here, let the face look up. And then reach the arms behind your head, beyond your head. If you like, folding the fingers in to make a steeple with your fingers. As you listen to the language of your body, find where this feels best for you. It might extend into a little back bend. It might go straight up to the sky, but you find for you where it feels best, where you're most alive. And then hands down to the mat. Shift the hips back. Let's straighten the left leg and take a nice deep stretch. If you have a more flexible body here, you're welcome to go all the way into a split if you like. Close your eyes, be just on your mat, feeling grounded, centered, present. If we listen to our breath, it will take us safely where we need to go. And now as we step onto the left foot again, we'll plant our hands and we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let's reach our right leg into the sky. Again, moving with breath. With an exhale, let's bring the right knee in and come forward, plank or kneeling plank. And then push back, foot in the sky, and downward facing dog. Flow forward and back. Smooth breath. Now next time we bring the knee in, let's stay there, just hovering the knee, the foot above the ground. Pulling everything into the strength of our center, but letting the breath be a calming effect, a soothing effect within this strength. And now come to side plank, either laying the right knee and calf shin onto the floor, or stepping back, taking left arm to the sky. So straight leg or kneeling side plank, whatever your body speaks today. Back and around, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. We'll get the other side in a moment. Look to your hands, walk or jump your feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. Take the left hand, catch the right wrist. Pull your right arm up to the sky and then in a nice side bend over to the left, where you feel the stretch in your right side body. Listen to the language of your body. Listen to your breath. Let it take you safely where you should go. And then changing the grip of the hands, let's go the other way. Lengthening, twist, or side bending toward the right as we stretch the left side body. And then reach up, Let your arms fall open as wide as they'll go. And bring hands to the heart. Take a peek at your feet. Take hip distance with your feet as we come to a standing back bend. Take hands around to the low back. Make fists here. Rise up from your strong foundation, feeling grounded and centered. Roll the shoulders back and let your heart reach up. Come to your breath to be completely present to this moment. Let this back bend exhilarate you. Make you feel completely alive. And carefully, the back bend will rise. The hands will shift to the hips. And by tipping the hips forward, we pour ourselves down to the forward bend. Take a nice deep breath that allows your back to relax and release. So adding another movement for our spine here, let's take another twist. Right hand catches the left ankle. The left arm spins to the sky. And again, we bring that spiraling twist into our back and spine. Present to how that feels. And gently, the twist begins to unwind and the left hand crosses the body to take the right ankle. The right arm to the sky, the heart twirls around to the right and the twist goes the other way. Breathe this twist into your body. Take out any struggle and put in breath. And then unwinding. The hands come onto the mat. We walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, let's arch up. With an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Take left leg to the sky. Come forward now with the knee to plank pose. And then flowing with your breath, back to downward facing dog, left leg to the sky. Smooth movement, flowing with our breath. And the next time you come forward, hover there. Breathing a softness, calmness into the strength of this moment. Either step back or lay the left knee and shin on the ground, side plank with the right hand in the sky. Opening up to whatever variation is the right one for you, for your body, for your needs. And then unwinding, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Reaching left leg now to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Back foot flat down, let's reach up, warrior one. And then enjoy the flow of your breath. Exhale, arms down. Inhale, arms up. Riding the waves of breath. Next inhale, arms reach up, and we come to that full, beautiful expression of warrior one. Your expression. Bending the elbows, the arms become like goalposts. And we bend the goalposts to open our heart even more. Keep the goalposts, step forward. Gentle twist side to side. Back to center, arms to the sky. Exhale behind the back. Fingers joining together. Open your heart wide as you can. Wide as it will go. And then come up and tip the hips forward, fold into a forward bend. Hands to the ground. Next inhale, the hips and heels dig in, the arms reach up, chair pose. Come to your breath for a sense of calm. Come to your breath for a sense of ease in this strength. And then rising up from the chair, exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, lift in the heart. Exhale, hands to the mat, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Find the grounding in your breath. The centering. Be really present here. And ride the waves of your breath. Exhale, hands down. Inhale, reaching up. Next inhale, reach to the sky. Find your most full and beautiful expression of this lunge or kneeling lunge. Where do you feel most alive? Hands to the mat. Snuggle the left hand next to the right foot. Let's take the circle with the right arm, reaching forward. And then as we go to the sky, turning into the twist. Feel yourself lengthening as you twist. Completing the circle, reach around to the back and down to the ground. Lay the back knee down. Hands to the heart. Hands to the third eye. And begin to look upward as you release your hands beyond your head. Maybe making a steeple with the fingers. And in the language that your body speaks, in the within the guidance of your breath, find your way to where this feels beautiful. And then hands come down again to the mat. We shift the hips back, straightening the right leg. Close your eyes. Know the language of your body and go in this pose to where you should. To where you feel most alive. Now stepping onto the right foot, we plant our hands, we step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. From here, we lay our knees to the mat. We slip our hips into our waiting heels. And we come to child's pose. Your breath and feel grounded here. Come to your breath and feel centered. Come to your breath and be present to your experience, inner and outer. Not just a physical experience, but an emotional one, a spiritual one. It's on the inside as well as the outside. Thank you. our gaze to the front of our mat as we plant our hands here. Turn toes under the feet and reach hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And with a wave of breath, we rise all the way up. And we'll bring hands into the heart. To a balancing series now. We'll begin this balancing on the right foot and we'll start with tree pose today. So start with the roots for your tree and then when you're ready, take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of the right leg. Grounded and centered. Perhaps you'll reach your arms to the sky, perhaps they'll stay at your heart. Every one of us so completely different. Come to your breath in this balance, because that's where you'll find balance, in the steadiness of your breath. Hands come into the heart. We'll take the left knee forward now, bringing the thigh parallel to the ground. Push into your roots, let yourself grow right up through the top of your head. If you like, you can straighten your leg here, or you can keep the left knee bent. What language does your body speak? And then bending the knee, lift it up high, spread your arms wide, eagle pose, wrap the left leg around the right. Cross the right arm over the left, either hug your shoulders or bring the forearms together. And wrap this eagle pose around your very center as you find steadiness in your steady breath. Let the eagle pose rise up above your head, arms reaching up, intertwining over you. And then we'll step down. Take a little stretch. And let's take that same balancing to the left leg. So start with the roots for tree pose. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Grounded and centered. Come to your breath to be fully present. That's where the balance will be. Hands come to the heart, the right knee comes forward, bring your thigh parallel to the ground. Push up, push down to grow up, straighten the leg if you want. Check in with your heart, is it collapsing inward or is it reaching up and open? Alive. Bringing a bend to the knee, arms open wide, eagle pose. Lift the right knee high, wrap it around the left leg. Left arm over the right. Either taking the shoulders or the arms together. Strong center, but breathe in a calmness to this deep focus. And the eagle rises, arms above the head, wrapped around. And we step down, take a little stretch. And once more, an inhale rises up through our arms to the sky. And exhaling, we let it go. Folding all the way down, touching the floor, stepping the feet back. Returning again to child's pose. Once hips find the heels, let's walk our hands over to the right. Feel the side bend in your left body, left side body. Thank you. Hands to center, hands around to the left. Into center. We'll walk our hands in toward our knees. We'll crisscross our ankles and we'll come down to sit. So moving our practice down onto the floor now. Let's come into some nice deep hip opening. Pigeon pose. Seated variation. First, let's take the right foot onto the mat, crossing the left ankle over the right thigh. Hugging the shin with our hands, sitting up straight and tall. Close your eyes. Feel it on the outside. Feel it on the inside. Take the struggle out. Put the breath in. So feeling this incredible opening that's beginning in the left hip. Breath is long and slow. Nice and deep. The eyes open. Keep the legs as they are, but take your hands to the floor behind your hips. Fingers pointing forward. Pushing into the hands and the right foot. Lift your hips up off the ground like a tabletop. And then lower the hips back down onto the ground. This time, scoop in behind your right leg. Grab the back of the thigh, roll down onto your back. Draw the legs in and deepen the opening in your left hip. With your long, slow, deep breath, guiding your way. Inhale, the breath enter your body. And with your exhale, feel the letting go. Not just of the breath, but of what you're holding on to. Of the tightness in your body. Reach the right leg into the sky. Swing the right leg to come all the way back up. Let your left foot slip down to the inner right thigh. And with an inhale, rise up into your breath. Exhale, tip the pelvis forward and fold into a forward bend. Closing our eyes, feeling the inner experience as well as the outer. Grounded, centered, present through our breath. Now keep the right arm with the right leg, but send the left arm behind your back. And then point the left fingers to the sky, looking up at your hand. And then a side bend over toward the right foot, looking for the big stretch of your left side body. And then pointing the left arm to the sky, let's set the left hand to the floor behind our hips. Fingers point back this time. Step onto the left knee and shin, reach your right arm up and over your head. And then come back to sit. Let's take the whole thing over to the other side now. Set the left foot on the mat. Cross the right ankle over the left thigh. Hold the shin in your hand. Sit up straight and tall. And come to your breath to feel grounded. To feel centered. To be present. The stretch moves now into the right hip. Feel it. Let your breath gently begin to open you up. And then take hands to the floor behind your hips, fingers pointing forward. Push into the left foot and the hands, lifting hips up and off the ground, maybe all the way to the height of your knee and shoulders. And lower down. Now scoop through, grab the back of the left leg, roll carefully down onto the floor. Draw the legs in as your head touches down. Deepen the opening in your right hip. Breathe your way into the muscles and tissues, into the joint. Left leg reaches to the sky. With a swing of the left leg, we come right back up, dropping the right foot to the inner thigh. Inhale, rise into your breath. Exhale, shift the hips forward, fold into a forward bend. The breath soothing, calming, quieting here. Left arm remaining with the right left with the left leg. Take the right arm behind the back. Pointing to the sky, look up. And then take a big side bend over toward the left foot. Feel the side waist, the space between your rib cage, the shoulder joint, the arm. And then come back to the sky. Take your right hand behind your right hip, fingers pointing back. Tip onto the right knee and shin, left arm up and beyond your head. And then come carefully down. Take feet in front of you and gently roll all the way down onto the floor, laying on your back. Once you're there, hug your knees, rock yourself around a little until you feel grounded and centered. Come to your breath to be so present. Now lift your knees so they become parallel with your, lift your knees up above your hips. Shins lift up parallel to the ground. Arms spread out like wings on the floor. Now take a moment to come to your center, deep into your low belly muscles. And from that center of strength, take your knees carefully halfway to the right. And with a tug of the belly, bring the knees back up to center, and then halfway to the left. Breathe your way deeper into your center. If you feel especially strong today, this can be done with straight legs instead of bent knees. Interpret it to the language that your body speaks. Back to center, wrap your arms around your knees, let your head rock side to side a little bit, and then take hands on the knees, circle them around and around, and then change the direction of your circles. And back to center. Sit the feet on the floor. Find your way to the center of your mat if you've rolled a little off center. And let's come now for inversions. Choose a shoulder stand or a bridge pose, whatever is within the language that your body's speaking today. If you're choosing the shoulder stand, carefully, gently, hips and legs come up and over the shoulders, the hands, your supports. If you choose the bridge pose, feet firmly on the ground, pushing into the feet, creating the bridge within your body. Come to your breath to feel grounded here. Come to your breath to feel centered. Come to your breath to be present and alive. Let the breath slowly enter. And then let go. Inhale and exhale. And then carefully, gently begin to lay yourself down once again. Take all the time you need for a safe return to the mat. And when you've come down, hug your knees, rock side to side. And then we'll move into fish pose, taking feet onto the floor. Lift your hips a little, slip your hands underneath. Stretch the legs all the way out. Sit on your hands as you tuck your elbows and forearms underneath your back to prop you up. Lay the head back with a wide open neck and throat. And then let your heart reach up and spread open as wide as it can possibly go. And feel the breath flow. Now the head rises up and we let the fish pose return to the ground. Taking hands out from under the hips, let's reach our arms to the floor behind our head. Lay here for a moment, just feeling length and breath. Reach down now, take the right knee. Hold it through your body, guide it across you now over to the left. As you drop your chin to the right shoulder. Take a deep breath in, and as you let it out, let everything relax a little. Take the struggle out of this twist and put the breath in. And then the left hand drops down onto the ground and we roll carefully back onto our back. Find your way again to the center of your mat. And when you're there, stretch out your arms and legs. Let that first side of the twist settle a moment into your body. Just feeling long and breathing. Reach down now for the left leg. Pull it in towards you. Guide it across you to the right. Chin to the left shoulder. Let go of your resistance and just breathe your way. Let the breath soften you, relax you. Left, the right hand falls to the floor, and again we roll back onto our mat, returning to the place where we feel centered. Lay yourself down now. If you'd like something for warmth, get that. And settle in now for a final relaxation. Close your eyes and come to your breath to feel grounded. Come to your breath to feel centered. Come to your breath to feel present. As you come deeply aware of your breath, feel the inhale entering your body. Feel the letting go of the exhale. The inhale and the exhale about even in length. Let it come deeper into the peace of your breath. Let your exhale slowly become longer and longer until the exhale becomes twice as long as the inhale. And breathe like that, coming into the peace of your breath. My breath is my lifeline. When I'm drowning in the demands of my crazy life, I grab the life ring of my breath to ground me again. When things around me get way too crazy, I throw a lasso around my breath and tie myself to the present. When I feel adrift in confusion, not sure of my direction, I drop into my breath as an anchor to clarity. And when life feels like an uphill climb, I belay onto my breath to take me safely where I need to go. My breath is my lifeline, and I am saved by it when I connect to the power of a simple inhale and a deep exhale. Slowly let your breath return to its equal rhythm. Feel yourself in the peace of your breath. Grounded. Centered. Present. And peaceful. When the time comes that you feel ready to bring closure to today's practice, take the time you need for your very own closure, something that's meaningful for you today. And then when you've fully experienced your own closure, take all the time you need. Then roll over onto your right side. Rest there in the peace of your breath. And then in your own time, when you feel ready to come to that final transition, bring yourself back to where we began. Seated comfortably on our mat, coming to our breath to feel grounded, to feel centered, to feel present, and to feel peaceful. Offer here a moment of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, for how wonderful you feel. Let's drop our head down, let it rock from side to side. And as we return to center, a wave of breath will carry our arms up and into the sky. Hands unite in a prayer. We bring the prayer to our forehead for peace in our thoughts today. To our lips for peace in our words. And to our heart for peace in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.